It's On Second Thought. I'm Tony Harrison for Celeste Headlee. My next two guests are avid comic book fans. Growing up, they loved following their favorite superheroes on epic missions to save humanity. But during all of those adventures, they felt something was missing, not enough leading characters of color. Fast forward to present day. Location, Atlanta, Georgia. Carlton and Derek and Carlton Hargrow are on a mission to diversify the comic book industry. The two brothers are the creative force behind the new publishing company, 20th Place Media. Their latest comic called Moses came out yesterday. Carlton, Derek, good to have you on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So, how was the party yesterday?
It was great. Yeah, we actually sold out of comics.
How many did you have? Come on. How many did you have to sell out?
I would say we brought about 150.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, so I was very shocked and surprised.
And what's the price point on them?
$3.
$3.
Yeah.
That's a good afternoon.
It was a great afternoon. So it was a great way to launch the new comic.
What excites you, Derek, about the comics, the work you're doing now?
Well, I think especially now with all of the new interest in superheroes of color, and we especially have, you know, the Black Panther coming out in February, we are excited about, you know, bringing out these new characters. And it's just a great time for all of this.
Yeah,
it's a great time.
And Carlton, what was the new book you unveiled yesterday?
Yeah, so Moses came out, and Moses is a science fiction comic, but it is sort of an alien abduction story that has linkages to the African slave trade.
Yeah. So to the extent, tell me about the extent to which you try to weave African-American history into your comics, into your characters.
Oh, totally. You know, my thought is a lot of times you see people in pop culture say, well, I made a character who happens to be Black or happens to be Asian, but I think we should make characters who are intrinsically Black or intrinsically a person of color.
And what does that mean, intrinsically Black?
That means like the culture of the character is built into the fabric in the foundation of the character. You know what I mean? So what it does is it tells you a story, but it also transmits messages and information about who we are. And ultimately, our mission is to kind of broaden the idea of what it means to be Black and tell stories about us to people around the world. So this is a way to do it in a subtle way.
Right, right.
That's why we do it.
More about Moses, please, your lead character.
Yes, Moses, you know, the whole idea came
she.
From... She, yes, it's a she, yes. She. So the whole idea came from, we like, what if alien abduction was real, right? And we say, well, the thought is, if you get abducted by an alien, how do you come back? So we have Moses, who's a Black woman, who has this ragtag team of people that go rescue people who've been abducted by aliens. So we immediately saw an analogy with the Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
So,
well, Derek, how did you two get here? How did you get to this place where you're writing comic books?
Well, we were kids. We acted out all of these ideas.
Yeah. You acted out the idea?
Yeah. We did it well into our 20s also. But no, it's a...
Which is another story, right?
Right.
Whole nother story. We would act out all of these ideas. We would just sit down and talk. We're like, what if this? What if this happened? You know, or we would even have these characters in our mind and say, look, I came up with something slick for this. What if this, and this? And he's like, oh, yeah. But we never wrote it down.
Right, right.
Never wrote it down. Never even thought about trying. Mm-hmm. And one day Carlton came home with a book of how to write scripts. And we were like, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what characters, what comics sort of captured your imagination when you were young?
Well, all the stuff that everybody really likes. You know, we liked the X-Men and we liked Fantastic Four and those kind of books. But we noticed even back then that it was like, okay, the characters who were Black or minority characters usually weren't as good as the white characters. They were not that well fleshed out, and they usually kind of catered to very stereotypical ideas about who we are. So we noticed that as children. You know what I mean? It was like, it was easy to pick it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody could, so.
But the idea of writing, yeah. Now that's more than the notion. I mean, you've got to figure that out. That's work, that's studying. But how did that come to you?
Well, at first it's kind of fun. Like he was saying, we would sort of improv. We would have toys, and before I played with the toys and we would sit down, I would like have a plot.
How close
like,
are you in age?
3 years apart.
Yeah. I thought it was like more like 10.
Yeah.
I thought you were like 10 years old.
More like 10.
No,
because
no.
He behaved that way.
I'm the youngest. It's actually four of us in all. Yeah. So,
I'm the second. He's the fourth.
Right.
There are two other ones.
So let me play a clip for you. Okay. This is from Bill Campbell. I don't know if you know Bill Campbell.
Yeah.
He's with Rosarium Publishing.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's focusing its efforts on bringing more diversity to science fiction. I don't know that you've talked, maybe you have, about the work that you're doing.
No, well, we
maybe a collaboration.
We saw him at OnyxCon a few years ago.
Okay, so he says white men have dominated the comic book writing and illustrating space.
So there have always been women, there have always been brown people who have been interested in science fiction, but we just kind of act like they don't or never did exist. We have the sad puppies, but we also have, you know, publishers and who do actively participate in excluding people.
So I'm curious, is there a chance that maybe one day that are you maybe working together, or are you in two different areas, or is it something that maybe could happen down the road?
I'm open to whatever. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, we ran into them at OnyxCon. It was just like very brief. So we're open to work with all kind of people.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the overarching sort of mission of what you're doing here, explain that to me.
The overarching mission is to ultimately, we want to broaden the idea of what it means to be black. We want to give people diverse choices about who we are, what we look like. And, you know, we want to take a story, you know, our culture gets taken all over the world anyway, right? And usually it's in a way that we would not like. So this is a way for us to add to that conversation about who we are for people who are in South America, Africa, Croatia, wherever, and United States.
Were there role models? Usually what happens is you see something, maybe the one person, the one other African-American doing what it is you want to do, and that person becomes your inspiration. Was there anyone like that out there for you when you were growing up?
Tom Floyd.
I was going to say Tom Floyd. Yeah.
The creator of Black Man.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a hometown guy. He's from my hometown.
Which is?
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Yes. Gary, Indiana.
Yep. And I remember as a kid, Tom Floyd printed up all these comics and he passed them out at the Village.
Exactly.
Which was a mall in Gary. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wow, a black dude made a comic that who lives in Gary, and it was professional quality.
Yeah.
So you're liking, I would think, what's happening in this space even for African Americans. Look, I mean, Samuel L. Jackson is playing Nick Fury, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that would have to be encouraging for you. That would, it seemed to me, suggest that there is room for you in this space to do something.
Totally.
Exactly.
We were talking about it. The Black Panther movie is coming out in 2018. And, you know, I'm like, a rising tide lifts all ships. Mm-hmm. So the more people are interested in Black Panther, the more they could be interested in us.
And Ta-Nehisi Coates?
Ta-Nehisi Coates writing Black Panther. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, here's especially a journalist coming and writing a book from a very intellectual point of view. So that's a great thing.
So tell me about the other book that's available. Two books at this point. Nia Griggs and the Comedic Sisterhood of Science.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually kind of proud of that one. She's the lead operative in the Comedic Sisterhood of Science. It's an ancient organization that's been keeping watch over the world, and you know, and they use science as their weapon. I mean, basically, they use science to solve problems, they use science, you know, to, you know, make the world a better place, but they do it, you know, behind the scenes and everything. So we've been, it's a lot of moving parts to that. And, but Nia Griggs, she's a young music editor that lives in Atlanta. And, you know, and she can summon all of the powers of her ancestors, and she becomes just this goddess, and she kicks a lot of butt.
Talk to me about the illustration.
Okay.
Because that's so important. Yeah, there's the scripting, but there's also the illustration. Who's your illustrator? And tell me about that process.
Okay, we have a few. So the cover artist is named Andre Moore. He lives in Atlanta. He does all our covers. Nia Griggs is drawn by Bridget Connell, who was known as Bridget Scheide back then. And she lives in Charlotte. And the other artist is named Juan Baez, who lives in Puerto Rico, actually. So we have people all over the country and the world. We have a colorist that was from Europe, so we got a lot of different people working with us.
This is terrific. What do you want this? Do you want a series at some point? We're essentially talking about single books at this point. Do you want a series at some point?
Yeah, we do. Right now, we're doing a series of one shots to kind of build momentum. You know, and then once we do,
these are 10-page stories. it introduces you to the character. Right. And then actually what we're doing here is kind of a tribute to Juan Baez. We, you know, it's going to be, it's going to like a 3-book series that's focusing on him and his wonderful art.
Outstanding. Right. Gentlemen, good to have you on the program.
Thank you, man.
Thank
Carlson
you so much.
And Derek Hargo, the two brothers, run the Atlanta-based comic book company, 20th Place Media. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.